What if believing in Jesus isn't about having it all figured out, but simply trusting Him? Hey, come and sit with me this morning and discover the beauty of letting go, trusting God, and saying just a quiet yes to Him. I don't know about you, but I often want to really think things to death. And somewhere in there, I feel like I just have to figure out how I can be the one in control. You either believe or you don't. That's what ran through my mind as we prepared to board the plane. See, the plane exists. There's no doubt. The question isn't whether I believe that it exists or not. It's whether I believe it has the power to do what it says it will do. If I don't believe it has the power to do so, I wouldn't be getting on the plane. The plane still will fly. It'll still land. People will still get to their destination. I'll just be left behind. But if I do believe in its power, then I'm going to board the plane. I'm going to take my seat, and I'm going to trust in the pilot to get us to our destination. I'm not in control. I have nothing to do with how the plane works, how it transports us. The only thing that I have control over is whether I believe in it or not, and my actions once I've gotten on the plane and I've put my trust in it. It's that simple. So let me share something incredible with you this morning. God made salvation simple because that's exactly how we needed it. In Ephesians chapter 2, it says, "For by grace you've been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It's the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them." You either believe or you don't. That's what we're faced with when we read these verses. See, God exists. There's really no doubt about that because the evidence, I mean, it's all around us. The question isn't whether we believe He exists or not. It's whether we believe He has the power to do what He says He'll do. Well, Jesus offers to save us. If we don't believe He has the power to do so, then we wouldn't pray to Him or we wouldn't ask Him for anything. He would still be in the salvation business. He would still be working in the lives of people. He'd still be bringing them home to their final destination. We would just be left behind. And without that salvation, see, we would have a final destination of our own. That would be an eternity in hell. But see, if we do believe in His power, we'll accept His offer of salvation. We will trust in Him to get us to our destination. We'll recognize that we're not in control, that we have nothing to do with how God works or what He has planned. The only things that we have control over is whether we believe in Him or not, and our actions in this life once we've put our trust in Him. It's that simple. See, God had to make it that simple for us. If we could do anything at all to earn our salvation, we would boast about it. We would say, "We did it." But salvation is by God's grace alone. And listen, for that, I'm eternally grateful because I think, what do I know about the ways of God? What do I know about the future? What do I know about how the world was formed and the depths of His knowledge to think that I mean, some mere human could add anything to what He's already done? How could I do anything to earn my salvation? So this morning, I'm asking you a simple question. Do you believe? Are you getting on that plane? See, it's boarding time. I've got my ticket in my hand. Do you? Listen, it's a ride of a lifetime with a destination of heaven. Accept the free gift of salvation. Choose to follow Jesus and what He has planned. Listen, we've only just started this morning. Do you have just 5 or 10 more minutes that we can sip some coffee together just a little longer and go a little deeper into the Word? Because I would love to share more with you. I'd love to send you some questions to kind of help you spend just a little more time with the Savior this morning and reflect on the things that we already talked about. You can scan the QR code or you can text the number on your screen so you can sign up to to get this extra little resource. Hey, thanks for joining me this morning and spending a little time with me. I hope you enjoy your day.